October 15, 1926. As much divine will as one has enclosed on earth, so much happiness will he have in heaven. Continuing my usual round in the Supreme Will, I was saying to myself, My Jesus, your will embraces and encloses everything, and I, in the name of the first creature that came out of your creative hands, up to the last one that will be created, intend to repair for all the oppositions of the human wills made against yours, and to take within me all the acts of your adorable will which the creatures have rejected, in order to return them all with love and adoration, in such a way that there may be no act of yours without the correspondence of one act of mine, so that, in finding my little act as though be located in each one of your acts, you may be satisfied, and may come to reign triumphantly upon earth. Is it perhaps not true that your eternal fiat wants to find in the human acts the support on which to dominate? Therefore, in each one of your acts, I offer you mine as the field on which you can lay your kingdom. Now, while I was thinking and saying this, my always lovable Jesus moved in my interior and told me, Little daughter of my will, it is just, it is necessary, it is a right of both sides, both yours and of my will, that whoever is a child of my will follow the multiplicity of the acts of my will, and that my will receive them into its acts. A father would be unhappy, if he did not feel his son at his side, in order to be followed by his son in his acts. Nor would the son feel loved by the father if, putting him aside, the father would not let himself be followed by his son. Therefore, daughter of my will and newborn in it means exactly this, to follow all of its acts as a faithful daughter. In fact, you must know that in creation my will entered the field of action in the human acts of the creature. But in order to act, it wants the act of the creature within its own, so as to carry out its work and be able to say, My kingdom is in the midst of my children, and right in the intimate place of their acts. In fact, as much as the creature takes of my will, so much do I extend my kingdom in her, and she extends her kingdom in my will, but according to how much she lets herself be dominated in her acts. In this way, she expands her boundaries in my kingdom, and I give, and she takes ever more joy, more happiness, more goods, and more glory. In fact, it is established that in the celestial fatherland they will receive as much glory, beatitude and happiness, for as much of my wills they have enclosed in their souls on earth. Their glory will be measured by that very will of mine which their souls will possess. Nor will they be able to receive more, because their capacity and wideness is formed by that very divine will which they have done and possessed while living on earth. And even if my generosity wanted to give more, they would lack the space to contain it, and it would overflow outside. Now, my daughter, of all that my will has established to give to the creatures, of all of its acts, they have taken little, they have known little until now, because its kingdom has not only not been known, but not even possessed. Therefore, in heaven it cannot give all its complete glory, or all the joys and happiness it possesses, because it finds itself in the midst of children who are incapable and of little stature. This is why it awaits the time of its kingdom with great love and yearning, to have its total dominion, and to give from its fiat everything it had established to give to the creatures, therefore forming children who are capable of receiving all of its goods. Only because of these children, the children of the kingdom of my will the glory of all the blessed be completed in the celestial fatherland, because these have enclosed what my will wanted, giving it free field of action and of dominion. Therefore, they will have the essential glory, because they will have the capacity and the space in order to contain it. Through them, the others will have the accidental glory, and altogether, they will enjoy the complete glory and the full happiness of my will. So, the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat will be the full triumph of heaven and earth. Now, I was thinking to myself, in the Our Father our Lord teaches us to pray, Your will be done. Why does he now say that he wants us to live in it? And Jesus, always benign, moving in my interior, told me, My daughter, Your will be done, which I taught in the Our Father, means that everyone was to pray that they might at least do the will of God. This is for all Christians and for all times. Nor can anyone call himself a Christian if he does not dispose himself to do the will of his celestial Father. But you have not thought of the other note, which comes immediately after, on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven means to live in the divine will. It means to pray that the kingdom of my will may come on earth in order to live in it. In heaven, they not only do my will, but they live in it, they possess it as their own thing, and as their own kingdom. If they did it, but did not possess it, their happiness would not be full, because true happiness begins in the depth of the soul. To do the will of God does not mean to possess it, but to be submitted to its commands. To live in it, instead, is possession. Therefore, in the Our Father, in the words Your will be done is the prayer that all may do the supreme will, and in on earth as it is in heaven, that man may return into that will from which he came, in order to reacquire his happiness, the lost goods, and the possession of his divine kingdom.